AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ball is in the Republicans' hands on infrastructure. The Biden administration lowered its offer to $1.7 trillion. Republicans say it's still too high.
What we have not seen from the Republicans is any proposal on how to pay for it that doesn't raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year.
The president's team had set a soft Memorial Day deadline to determine whether a deal was within reach. President Biden is doubling emergency spending to help communities prepare for hurricanes and other extreme weather events. Details are being worked out to set up a summit in Switzerland next month between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal from a retired federal law enforcement officer who was put into a police chokehold at a VA hospital. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Jose Oliva was at the facility for a dental appointment in 2016 when officers at a security checkpoint said he did not produce ID. That eventually led to three officers violently detaining the then 70-year-old Oliva. Video shows them putting him in a chokehold and wrestling him to the ground. Oliva filed a federal civil rights suit against the three officers, and while a trial judge allowed the suit to go forward, a federal appeals panel reversed the ruling. The Supreme Court did not comment in rejecting Oliva's appeal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the diversion of a Ryanair flight to Lithuania by Belarus, leading to the arrest of an opposition journalist who was a passenger.
Obviously, we're outraged, as the international community has expressed, and we have expressed as well. And we think this was a brazen affront to international peace and security by the regime.
Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street. Tech stocks were among the big gainers. Communication stocks like Facebook are also showing gains. This is AP News. Japan is opening two mass vaccination centers 2 months before the start of the Tokyo Games.
Japan is mobilizing military doctors and nurses to give shots to elderly people in Tokyo and Osaka as the government desperately tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout and curb coronavirus infections just 2 months before hosting the Olympics. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is determined to hold the Games and has made an ambitious pledge to finish vaccinating elderly people by the end of July, despite skepticism it's possible. The two mass inoculation centres aim to give shots to 15,000 people a day for the next 3 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Light aftershocks are being felt in Congo and Goma following the eruption of a large volcano. With little warning, Mount Nyiragongo turned the dark sky fiery red, then spewed lava into villages, killing at least 15 people and destroying more than 500 homes. Searches continue for missing loved ones. Ed Donahue, AP News.